The Clinical and Translational Science Institute is part of the University of Rochester, but 70% of its funding comes from the NIH. So major changes in the amount of money the NIH has to give out could bring some big changes to the institute, says co-director Dr. Martin Zand.
A cut of this magnitude, if it indeed turns out to be enacted, is a very serious thing, both for ongoing research and for training of the next generation of scientists.
The Clinical and Translational Science Institute at the U of R is one of 64 hubs like it in the country. They focus on applying scientific research outside the lab.
Our goal is to improve the health of our community and people seeking medical care at large.
Major changes to its funding could mean downsizing research programs, putting studies on hold, and people losing jobs.
We hope that the cuts will not be as proposed, but that remains to be seen.
The budget said the funding cuts would include a major reorganization of the NIH to help focus resources on the highest priority research. Karen Chakurji, WXXI News.